Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click.
Click, 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 click.
Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Rachel Cook, your modern mentor. And today, I hope you're ready to do some detective work, because I'm going to share why I believe a good discovery process, one that I'll teach you today, is the key to incredible success at work. Welcome to 2022. What's your take on the new year, new me approach to kicking off a new year? Personally, I'm not really a fan. I was pretty fond of the old me, so I'm more of a new year, new ideas kind of person. It's admittedly a less compelling bumper sticker, but I think the focus on renewed creativity over renewed humanity is the way to go. If you're on the hunt for a fresh take to approaching your work this year, then I would love to share a beloved secret weapon with you. And that's using a discovery process to define and drive your best work. Discovery is a key phase in any consulting engagement, and yet I think it's one of the most underused and undervalued levers you can pull as an organizational insider. So let's talk today about what discovery is, what makes it so critical, and how you can make it work for you. What is discovery? Albert Einstein is quoted as saying, "If I had an hour to solve a problem, I would spend 55 minutes thinking about the problem and 5 minutes thinking about solutions." In the workplace, we are so enamored of solutions. We love doing, implementing, and delivering. In fact, we love our solutions so much that we often miss out on the magic that Einstein is pointing to. Having clarity around what problem we're actually trying to solve enables us to be much better solvers of problems and deliverers of solutions. The act of getting to this clarity, of spending those 55 minutes of your hour defining the problem, this is what consultants call discovery. It's the phase of an engagement during which our magic is in asking, listening, and probing. Its goals are simply alignment and clarity. So what makes discovery so essential? When I was still working in human resources, I would get a call every other week from a leader insisting they needed more money to offer a member of their team who was planning to leave the company. And yet, when I would talk to that team member, their reason for leaving was almost never about money. They were planning to leave due to poor leadership or insufficient room for growth or a million other things, but almost never money. In other words, money was a solution to a different problem. Doing our best work doesn't come from designing the shiniest solutions, but rather the most relevant and practical, the ones that will actually solve our problem. Discovery is the upfront work that informs our understanding of what we need to solve and what success would look like. Without it, we simply become human hammers who think every problem is a nail. So how do we do discovery? A great discovery process is one that makes sense within the norms and culture of your organization. But whatever shape it takes, here are some key considerations for you. First, begin with a discovery mindset. Doing discovery requires a willingness to go slow to go fast. Your hands are itching to build, create, and invent. And I'm asking you to hit pause and have some chats. I know, it can be a hard pill to swallow. This is where your mindset matters. Think of your discovery process as an upfront investment in yourself and your solution, a long game play. Have the humility to know that you don't know what you don't know. Did you follow that? Discovery may slow you down in the early days, but it will nearly always provide an insight that gets you onto the right path more quickly and leaves you less likely to miss the mark or have to restart. So have confidence in your ability to uncover valuable insight. Start here. Next, identify the right stakeholders. Okay, while discovery may feel like it's slowing you down, there are ways to build in some efficiency. Make sure you're discovering with the right stakeholders, everyone whose voice you need to hear, and no one whose voice you don't. Let's imagine you're a marketing manager, and you need to deliver some new collateral for the sales team to use when pitching clients. Before you zip into design mode, you may want to do some discovery with a salesperson so you understand their goals and needs. Maybe your own leader to understand your budget, requirements, and timeline. And maybe a colleague who has successfully delivered something similar so you're not reinventing the wheel. By collecting these bits of insights and information up front, you'll know exactly what you're creating, with what resources, and what you have to leverage before you begin. This helps minimize the likelihood that you head down the wrong path and have to start from scratch. Once you have the insight you need, call discovery a wrap and get moving. Next, design a set of key questions. When I work with clients, I design a protocol for conducting interviews or focus groups. Really, it's just a simple guide to ensure I get all of the important questions asked. Be comprehensive upfront and really think about what you might need to know, not just on day one, but even further down the road. I love asking questions about the current state, desired outcome, budget, etc., but I also ask questions like, where have you seen initiatives like this fail or fall flat in the past? What's the most important thing I need to understand to ensure this is a success? And if you could wave a magic wand and have the most essential pain point solved tomorrow, what would that be? These questions push your stakeholders out of the day-to-day mechanics of the work and into a zone of reflection and imagination. I nearly always uncover something with these questions that my typical fact-based ones don't uncover. What are some creative questions that will support your ability to land on magic? And finally, establish your non-negotiables. A great discovery process allows you to be thoughtfully creative, and we want your innovation flag flying high. But a critical part of discovery is understanding your guardrails. If you're still working on that marketing collateral, are you clear on the company's brand guidelines? Does the sales team require that materials be accessible digitally? Is there specific language you have to use or avoid? Your goal here isn't to challenge these boundaries, but simply to understand them so you can work within them. In my business, solid discovery phases have led me to critical insights like, our group president wants to enhance our ability to collaborate, but he does not like the idea of a decision-making matrix. Do not mention this to him. Or the last facilitator who ran a session with our team would call on people without their volunteering, and it really backfired, so I would avoid doing that. Or we're a really visual team, so any icebreakers or discussions you design should really have us drawing and writing, not just talking. These are all insights I would have missed without a solid discovery process, and they really helped me to shape my engagements into big wins for the clients participating in them. I hope you're ready to tap into your discovery power the next time you're kicking off a project. Your future self will really appreciate your current self for having the patience and wisdom to discover what true success would look like. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Join me back here next week for another great one. You can follow Modern Mentor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Check out my website at leadabovenoise.com. Or follow me on the Modern Mentor podcast page on LinkedIn. Thanks again so much for listening, and have a successful week. Modern Mentor is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend, with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our operations and editorial manager is Michelle Margulis. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller, and our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin.
Spectrum. Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.